So Frank, we've been talking about three secrets for a writing breakthrough in this year. And we've already talked about the importance of naming our objectives, of identifying our writing pace and discovering our writing process. What is the third key secret you think for a writing breakthrough this coming year?
Well, in my experience, it would have to be investing. And by that, I mean investing in transformative educational opportunities to learn, to be oriented, to be educated, to be equipped, to be trained in the area of writing, whether it's blogging, whether it's a creative process, whether it's being productive as a writer, whether it's how to write a book and how to promote that book and how to get it into the hands of the people you're targeting. All of these things require knowledge. They require understanding. No one learns how to do these things intuitively, especially in the world in which we live now. So investing in learning from others who are ahead of you, who have proven how to write, how to get their writings read.
That's an important second step. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I meet so many bloggers and I see so many bloggers on the web who they clearly have a passion to write. Some of them are very gifted writers. Some of them have a real contribution, but they have no idea what they're doing, Mike. Mm-hmm. Their blogs are horrible in design. They don't have any magnet by which to gain subscribers. They probably don't even understand why that's even important. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these people, they can have such a tremendous impact. And what I have found with some of them is they just don't really care. They don't seem to understand that they're wasting their writing talent. Mm-hmm. Because if they would just invest in learning how to increase their impact, how to design their blog, how to set it up in a way that, you know, doesn't take any effort on their part, because in the Buzz Seminar Master Course, there is the information in it, how to get your blog designed without any effort on your part, how to create the magnets to draw people, to build mm-hmm. an audience, to get subscribers, and why that's even important. So many of them just don't care. The same thing with authors. I would say that virtually every week I receive an email from someone who's just written a book. They've spent a lot of time writing it. A lot of sweat, blood, and tears has gone into it. And I'll get this email asking me to promote it or asking me if I want to review it. And we respond to those people the same way all the time, that we have produced a course with four presenters, you being one of them, me being another, and two mm-hmm. others, that give everything we know about how to get a book into the hands of the people you've written it for. You know, how to get droves of people reading it, not just your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband.
Exactly.
Your school teacher, your kindergarten teacher. How to get people to read it. And here's what I found, Mike. People, so many of them, don't want to invest in learning.
Mm-hmm. And there are several categories of not wanting to invest. You know, if you truly don't care, in other words, if you truly are writing strictly for your own thought process and edification, and you happen to put it up on a blog instead of putting it in your diary, you know, more power to you. I mean, there are a lot of bloggers who simply blog as a hobby, and that's perfectly okay if that's all you want to do with your blog. But my guess is, if you're listening to this interview, this dialogue right now, you are wanting to not only express yourself, but you're wanting that expression to be heard. And yeah. So investment is, you know, investment in time, it's investment in money, it's learning from models who have already gotten to where you want to be.
Exactly. I had a default switch that basically said to almost everything that was pitched to me, well, I can't afford it. Now, I have a totally different philosophy. After learning how valuable the investments I've made have been, Mike, I have learned that I can't afford not to invest in training, in equipping, in teaching that is going to end up getting me many more readers, making a huge impact, and even monetizing for example, I'm now a professional blogger. Well, I make my living, you know, blogging now.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I wanted to do in 2011. And I spent the time learning everything I could, investing, and it really paid off. And I see so many authors and so many writers and so many bloggers. They have writing talent, they have passion, but they don't want to invest. They don't want to spend a penny on learning.
Mm-hmm.
How to get their books read, how to get their blogs read. And it's just sad to me, especially when they send these spammy emails to bloggers saying, hey, I came out with this new book. Would you like to read? Not even realizing that they're spamming you by doing that.
Right, right. Yeah, not establishing relationships. When you think about it, how much time are you wasting? Because you don't know what to do. You don't know what the 5 steps or the 10 steps are to get from where you are to where you want to be. And so how many years of your life will you waste wishing that you could accomplish what you know is possible with your life-changing message, with your writing, because you're not willing to invest? Whereas, you know, putting that into investment in money up front and then committing the follow through with an investment in time really can transform your entire picture.
Well, I'll tell you this. I went to college right after high school. I spent 4 years in my field studying, became a school teacher, and it cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get that college education. I can tell you right now, soberly, that there was only one course that A, I still remember, and B, that actually helped me in my life today. And that one course was typing. The typing course.
Typing.
I learned how to type. Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the most valuable course I ever took. And I got to tell you, if I knew about a seminar or a course like the Buzz Seminar, for example, at that time, or even 5 years ago, or even 10 years ago, I myself would have paid $2,000, $3,000 for it because it would have, A, saved me so much time, frustration, heartache, discouragement, trying to get my writing in front of people to see them impacted by it. And secondly, I have, because of the techniques and the strategies, made a lot of income beyond that investment. And it also has done the same for people who came to the live event and also those who've taken the course already. And I applaud them because they had the wisdom to know, hey, this is an investment that's far, far less expensive than college or a trade school. And yet I am getting very practical nuts and bolts, brass tacks, right out of the box. You can do this. Anybody can do it if you apply the strategies. There's no theory in it. There's no padding. It's all an immersion into how to prosper as a writer. Everything from how to write a book from scratch, how to promote that book in ways that are ethical and non-spammy and that actually work, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a highly concentrated training by four of us who make our living in the fields of publishing and marketing, social media and blogging. And, you know, it's well over 10 hours of content with a workbook that explains, you know, step by step how you can get from where you are right now, wherever that is, whether you're just starting out and you're like, oh, I would like to have a blog, I'd like to write a book, or maybe, you know, you're a professional author who's had a couple of books published, but you've seen them sort of flounder in an ever diminishing backlist and you want to actually have more of a real impact with your work.
You know, Mike, there are 5 benefits to investing that I have discovered. And I'll share this with anyone who's interested in investing in something like the Buzz Seminar Master Course. Number one, education. You, as a writer, cannot afford to be ignorant about the different ways, given our changing world, given the way the web has changed, the dynamics of social media, etc. You can't afford to be ignorant on how to get your writing out to the people who you've written for and that should consume it and will be impacted by it, all right? You can't afford to be ignorant. Ignorance is your worst enemy. So training, investing in training, gives you education, the education that you need. Secondly, it gives you inspiration. This is huge, okay? Many of the people who took the Buzz Seminar Master Course said how inspired they were from it. Inspiration is something internal. It is the pull from within that gets you to fulfill your objectives and to carry out what you know in your heart you are called to do. Then it also gives you, number three, motivation. Motivation is the external drive. Motivation is the push, okay? Where inspiration is the pull. Mm. Motivation is the external drive, where inspiration is the internal drive. And the course also motivates you and gives you some triggers on how to stay motivated. The fourth thing it does is it gives you connection. Now, if you go to a live event, you're going to connect with people who are just like you. And when we had the Buzz Seminar live event, which the course is based on, there were wonderful connections made and relationships that continue to this day.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the course, you still have connection because we have the Buzz Hive group, which is a closed secret Facebook group of everyone who had attended the live event and has taken the course. And I love seeing how the members are helping each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people have questions, people share breakthroughs, people share struggles, and others chime in. It's a great space for virtual community with authors and bloggers who are just like you.
And the four presenters, we're all on there too as well, sharing our journey, adding resources, answering questions, etc. We're all helping each other. So connection is key. And then the fifth one is compensation is the fifth element that comes with investing. If I invest $500 in a training that's going to teach me how to earn income in a short period of time, provided that I put those strategies in place, I'm going to earn that $500 quickly and more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the compensation element. And in the Buzz Seminar, we teach writers, bloggers, authors, how to earn income from their writing passion. And so in the whole scope of things, even though this is a premium course and it's not cheap, it's not so expensive that most people can't afford it. And when they look at the compensation that they will receive and have received already from people who have taken the course already, it's a lead pipe cinch to go ahead and make that investment. So I have learned in my own experience, in my own life, I can't afford not to invest in improving, increasing my knowledge, in the areas that I'm passionate about, in the areas that I'm called to. I have learned that investing is a key ingredient, and I just wish all the bloggers that are talented, that have spent so much time writing, all the authors who have spent so much time writing books, or those who have a book inside them and don't know how to get it out, I just wish they would understand that investment is really worth it and it will change their life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So benefits of investment being education, inspiration, motivation, connection, and of course compensation, all of which are returns on that investment. The Buzz Seminar Masterclass is not perennially available. We have open enrollment several times a year. If you're listening to this right now, chances are one is around the corner. But if you want to be sure that you're among the first to know when we are making the masterclass available again, go to thebuzzseminar.com and sign up for our email updates. Thank you very much for listening. Whether you choose to go with the Buzz or not, we certainly hope that you take the time this coming year to invest in yourself so that you can have a writing breakthrough.